In Salem, Illinois, you'll find a library named for a man who never set foot in this town. He simply admired the man who was born here. The story of why a Connecticut tea merchant helped build a Midwestern small-town library is this edition of The American Countryside. It's not unusual for Salem, Illinois to have a library. It is unusual for it to be named after a Connecticut tea merchant who never set foot here.
He was from Connecticut, but Mr. Bennett was attracted to Mr. Bryan's political philosophies and admired Mr. Bryan.
Kim Keller is the director of Salem's library. Philo Bennett was from Connecticut and became friends with three-time presidential candidate William Jennings Bryan, who hailed from Salem.
He wanted to get Mr. Bryan to do some of his legal work. Because of Mr. Bryan's involvement in politics, he couldn't take payment.
Bennett decided if he could not directly pay Bryan, he would do the next best thing.
He left some money in his will to be used for a charity of Mr. Bryan's purpose, and Mr. Bryan wanted to establish a library in his hometown.
Bryan accepted Bennett's $1,500 and matched the funds to build the library here in 1909. The well-known orator was present for the library's opening.
Mr. Bryan came to Salem in 1909 and gave his Price of a Soul speech, and that generated about $600 in donations from the public. Mr. Bryan matched that with $600-some-odd of his own money, and the first books for Bryan Bennett Library was purchased with that money.
The library is now over a century old and has several artifacts from Bryan's life. Yet it's Bryan's friend, Mr. Bennett, a man who never came to Salem, whose name is also attached to this place.
It is very neat that somebody who had never been to this town has helped provided for over 100 years now of education.
The Bryan Bennett Library continues to serve the public and is a legacy of the friendship of the two men. Traveling the countryside in Salem, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.